And NPR's Peter Kenyon contributed to that report.
Let's go now to a different type of media, late-night television, where huge changes are afoot. Jimmy Kimmel is getting a better time slot. Arsenio Hall is coming back. Jay Leno took a pay cut, and Jon Stewart cleans up at 11 o'clock.
Yes, President Barack Obama decided to attend this debate. And the two candidates could finally have a truthful, substantive discussion about how much they hate each other.
Late night comedy shows can actually be very valuable to the TV industry. They're relatively cheap to produce, and they attract advertisers who are eager to reach young viewers. NPR's Elizabeth Blair checks in on the latest maneuvers during late night.
At 11:35 p.m. on broadcast TV, you have the old guard.
You know something? You were born the year I started this show.
I haven't had a standing ovation in my life.
On cable, there's a whole field of talent that skews younger.
Congratulations, Europe. You gave yourself the Nobel Peace Prize.
It seems like the background check is missing some pretty important questions. You know what I'm saying? Like, why do you want a gun?
I would just think from your body of work and knowing you that you're not, like, amazing in bed.
The audiences for these shows are much smaller than Leno's or Letterman's, but they still attract advertisers, says Bill Carter of the New York Times.
If you have enough people in the younger demographic that the advertisers are still struggling to reach, it can be effective. You just can't hope to have the audiences that you had 20 years ago.
Welcome to the Tonight Show, or as Comcast calls us, the Expendables. That's right.
Jay Leno wasn't totally kidding. In September, NBC let go about 20 staffers from the Tonight Show. Leno reportedly took a 50% pay cut to avoid any further layoffs. That's despite the fact that Leno has late night's largest overall audience. Over at ABC, they saw an opening. They're moving its signature news show, Nightline, back and moving Jimmy Kimmel to 11:35.
Welcome to Hot and Filthy Hollywood. We're happy to have you here. There's a lot going on around here.
The move will put Kimmel head-to-head with Leno and Letterman. Bill Carter says ABC executives are thinking ahead.
And I think they realize two things. You have Letterman and Leno. They both are probably going to do a year or two more. So you get 2 years of him going against older guys. And then Jimmy Fallon will undoubtedly get The Tonight Show.
There's an ad for Miniature Donkey Talk magazine. Apparently it's the talk of the donkey world.
And they're afraid of Jimmy Fallon. He's a hot young act, and they want to get in there before Fallon for 2 years and get Jimmy Kimmel established.
Kimmel will also go up against Stephen Colbert on Comedy Central and the second half of Conan O'Brien on TBS. TBS President Michael Wright says he's not afraid of Kimmel.
My bet is that Kimmel draws his 11:30 audience from across a number of shows, not any one in particular.
Over at CBS, they're hoping Arsenio Hall will lure viewers away from other shows. He had a popular late-night show about 20 years ago. His guests included Snoop Dogg, Whoopi Goldberg, and then presidential candidate Bill Clinton.
But I'm glad you're here. Let's get right down to things. What do you like, the old Elvis or the, Which stamp? You know, I know you're an Elvis fan.
I led a national crusade for the young Elvis.
Really?
Yeah.
It was fun and different, and it felt like a party atmosphere.
Makisha Madden-Toby writes a blog for MSN-TV. She says late night could use some more non-white faces, but she wonders if Arsenio Hall is the answer.
He's older now. So what kind of party are we talking about?
Even if it's a great party, the competition is stiff. Just listen how even a powerhouse like Jon Stewart protects his turf.
So, totally biased with Kamal Bell.
All right.
When's that on?
That comes on tomorrow night on FX.
What time?
Right after Louis.
Okay, don't watch it, because that's 11 o'clock.
Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.